Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
A young New Zealand cellist is busy fundraising after being given the opportunity to study at one of the world's top music schools. 20-year-old Jack Moyer has been accepted into the Guildhall School of Music and Drama in London. The 4-year Honours Bachelor of Music performance programme starts later in the year, and he joins us now in our Wellington studio. Hi, Jack.
Hi, Jesse. Thanks for having me.
Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you. It's a very, very exciting opportunity.
Yeah. Can you tell us a bit about the Guildhall School of Music and Drama? I understand it's pretty rare for a New Zealander to get this opportunity.
Yeah, there is a number of Kiwis going there this year, actually. But yeah, it's a very, very cool place that I was very lucky to get to visit last year. And yeah, very excited to go over there later this year.
How long have you been playing the cello?
I started when I was 7, so that's 13 years. yeah, after a brief period with piano, trumpet and violin.
Gosh.
But none of them really stuck for me.
Okay, so 13 years. Can you give us an idea what you still have to learn, what you hope to get out of a 4-year honours bachelor program?
Yeah, well, I think the thing with classical music that I've found so amazing is that you never really stop learning and you never really reach your... there is no winning classical music, so you're always trying to do better. And I think Guildhall is just the perfect place for that. I've met a teacher that I'm really, really have connected with and so excited to study there.
Is she part of that program?
Yes, so she'll be my... She's kind of the main reason that I wanted to apply there, because I had a lesson with her and just instantly clicked. Uh-huh.
I'd love to know what's different about a lesson for someone who's been playing 13 years. What makes it a great lesson?
Yeah, that's really funny because, it was unlike any lesson I'd had before, actually. Very different to the style that people teach here in New Zealand, and it was very, very blunt and lots of kind of things and concepts that I could take with me that I could work on myself. So it's given me so much work to do. Even when I got back to New Zealand, I'm still thinking about all these things that she said.
Wow.
Yeah, it's very cool.
That is so special. What were you doing over there and in what circumstances did you meet her?
So I, last year, was very lucky to be awarded the Rosal Patman Scholarship, which is awarded through the World's Edge Festival in Queenstown, run by Justine Cormack and Ben Baker, who are two fantastic New Zealand musicians. It gave me the opportunity to go to Europe for 2 months to have lessons and play some concerts. And it was, a truly life-changing experience.
Really?
And was entirely the motivation for me to do the audition and try and get over there, basically.
Wonderful. And so you're fundraising to help pay for the fees and travel and other costs. How are you doing that?
Yeah, so there's quite a few costs involved, especially with a cello, because you have to book a seat for it on the plane as well, which is...
Do you really?
Yeah, very irritating.
Oh, gosh.
But
How big is a cello?
It's a little shorter than I am, but it doesn't flex particularly well, so it's a pretty rigid thing in the seat. Very annoying to take on buses and cars and things like that.
Yeah, you could put it in the hold, but you wouldn't want to?
Yeah, so I do on some, like, domestic New Zealand flights, because you can actually see them take the cello on and off, and, you know, that's a little more comfortable. But when you're going as far as London, it's a little more terrifying. I get to sleep on it instead, which is quite nice.
Okay, so you're paying for two. You're a couple.
Yeah.
And how are you raising money?
So I'm doing a well, a number of things, really. I'm applying for lots of scholarships, which is a lot of fun, lots of forms. I've also got to give a little up, and I'm doing a fundraising concert in Wellington at St. Andrew's on the Terrace, playing the Goldberg Variations with two really, really fantastic musicians that I'm just... They're the dream team, basically. I'm so excited to play it with them.
Oh, I love that. And so they're pitching in for a mate, are they?
Yeah, basically. They've both been... I've played with them a few times and gotten a lot of advice and coaching from them over the years, so it's so cool to kind of, as my final concert, get to play with them and play such an awesome piece with them as well.
Can you tell me about Goldberg Variations?
Yeah, so it's a piece that's originally for keyboard, for piano. It was written by Bach kind of probably 300 years ago, but the version we're playing is for three string instruments, so it's a little different to the keyboard version, because we can do a lot of things that the piano can't do. The piano can also do a lot of things that we can't do, which is why we need three players to play a piece that can be played by one on the keyboard. But yeah, it's such a cool piece, really big play, but I'm so excited for it.
People can come along and watch?
Yes, yes. So it's on the 26th of May at 2:30, and I'd love to see as many people there as possible. It's very cool.
I was going to play a piece of it. I suspect we don't have the string version, but...
Oh, that's right. Both are good.
Did you have a favourite variation? I was going to go for variation 25.
Oh, yeah. Or I reckon variation 30, that's the last one. It's very cool.
I love that. I'm just going to send it down to Wellington. We'll see if it gets there in time. Maybe we'll do it after our tech reporter. Thank you. What's the dream?
The dream is to play chamber music, I think. So small groups of musicians, because I just find that the most rewarding thing, getting to communicate with people playing music and to share that with an audience. So whatever form, wherever that is basically my dream. So much is like uncertain with jobs and things like that. But just to get to play chamber music with people is my dream.
There's something special about the cello, eh?
Absolutely. I'm so glad that I found it, because it really, has changed my life and is such a beautiful instrument, I think.
Lovely. Thanks for joining us today.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Jesse.
Good luck. Hey, get in touch with us when you come back. We'd love to hear how it's gone for you.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.